Tonight, Australian time, the former Prime Ministerial spin doctor Andy Coulson will go back to Britain's Old Bailey to find out if he faces retrial on bribery charges. The jury in one of Britain's longest-running trials failed to return a verdict on those counts last week, but it did find him guilty of phone hacking. As Coulson waits to hear whether he'll go to jail on that count, his fellow former editor and the former CEO of News International, Rebecca Brooks, has spent the weekend savouring her acquittal. Europe correspondent Mary Guerin reports from London.
Largely overlooked in the flurry of publicity after the hacking trial is the fact that three former Newsdesk editors, a former private detective and a journalist, have all pleaded guilty to hacking and will be sentenced along with Andy Coulson. Most headlines instead point to the acquittal of Rebecca Brooks, the most senior Murdoch executive in the dock. Sir Keir Starmer, former Director of Public Prosecutions, appeared on the BBC's Andrew Marr show to defend the expensive trial, saying its results can't just be measured in convictions.
Before this trial, before these issues were flushed out, there was a feeling that journalists were above the law. I don't think there is that feeling anymore.
So you would say that even though there wasn't that crucial piece of evidence linking her to the phone hacking, the trial was worth it because it changed the culture?
Well, so far as Rebecca Brooks is concerned, the judge determined on a number of occasions there was a case to answer, so it's a perfectly good case to bring. She answered it, and I fully respect the jury's verdict. She put her case and she answered it, and we must respect that fully. But the deeper question is anybody above the law? This has answered that. And you do have these profound moments in legal cases. We had it with parliamentary expenses, where on the one hand it's a series of cases about fraud or theft. On the other, it defines how we go forward.
Sir Keir rejected a suggestion that the barristers who prosecuted the hacking case were poor cousins of the top silks engaged by Rupert Murdoch.
Well, I've seen those discussions. The Crown Prosecution Service did have a top lawyer leading the team, there's no question about that, and top lawyers within the team. So I don't think this case was determined by, as it were, the
super
rates of pay, or the super clever lawyers.
Okay.
There was a real issue. It was determined by the jury, and that's where we leave it.
The trial may be over, but the spotlight lingers on just what has happened within the Murdoch empire. Amid reports that authorities on both sides of the Atlantic are pursuing corporate liability investigations, the UK's independent newspaper says Scotland Yard has evidence suggesting News International may have paid a private detective to unlawfully access phone records of a leading IRA informant. It suggests the private detective billed News International about $1,500 for the phone records associated with Freddie Scapaticci, Britain's top agent inside the IRA. Andy Coulson was editor of News of the World at the time. The Independent says the private investigator concerned is not the disgraced former employee of News of the World, Glenn Mulcair. Sir Keir Starmer says such reports, though, do not necessarily suggest anything illegal or indefensible took place.
I don't think we should leap to the position, having said everybody's nobody's above the law, that it necessarily means everybody should be prosecuted, because journalists do serve the public interest in what they do, and that has to be preserved. Okay. And I was very clear in the guidelines I issued about that.
Meanwhile, calls are continuing for Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron to set out a timetable for Leveson Part 2, the proposed judicial inquiry into the extent of hacking within the media and the role of police. This is Mary Guerin in London for The World Today.